Hey, welcome everyone. Today I thought I'd start with a quote. And this is a quote from a English poet, I believe. "So often theologic wars the disputants I ween rail on in utter ignorance of what each other mean, and prate about an elephant not one of them has seen." This is this quote is taken from some poem in from medieval England, I believe, but it's original source is from India. This is an old Indian legend. And if you want to read about the Buddhist version of it, it's on the internet as well. And the story goes that there was once a king who wanted to have some fun, and so he called together a bunch of blind men. And he had them examine an elephant, and they each looked at they each came up to the elephant, and being blind, of course, they had to grab a piece of the elephant with their hands. And so one of the blind men looked at grabbed the head of the elephant, and they said to him, "Oh, this is an elephant." Some got the ear, and they said, "This is the elephant." Some got the tusk, the body, the foot, got different pieces of the elephant. And then they came back to the king, and the king said, "Well, have you seen the elephant?" And they said, "Yes, we've seen the elephant." And he said, "Well, then tell me, what's an elephant like?" And the ones who had touched the head of the elephant said, "Oh, an elephant is just like a water jar." The ones who had touched the ear, they said, "Oh, no. An elephant is like a winnowing basket. It's a big basket that they winnow rice in." And the other group that had been shown had touched the tusk said, no. A tusk is like a plowshare. An elephant is like a plowshare." And the one that touched the trunk said, no, it's like a plow pole." And the others said, "It's like a storeroom. It's like a post, it's like a mortar, it's like a broom," and so on, based on the pieces of the elephant that they had touched. Because none of them, their hands are only so big and can only touch a piece of the elephant. And so as a result, they came to understand the elephant to be just a piece of the elephant. And this teaching is so popular because this is exactly how humans behave in what is most important in life. What is most important to people, one of the things that's most important being religion. And this is especially true in religion. And so it's passed along with many different religious traditions as as a teaching for people who would spend all of their time, you know, denouncing other sects and other religions and promoting their own. And I think this is incredibly apt for Buddhism, and it shows some foresight of the Buddha in relating this story. Even in the time of the Buddha, there were many different religious groups who were fighting and wrangling and unable to agree on what was the truth. But even nowadays, even in Buddhism, we find sometimes that we're unable to agree on what Buddhism is, or find ourselves separating the various practitioners of Buddhism and separating into us and them, and trying to distinguish ourselves from the other groups of Buddhism. So we have the Theravada, we have the Mahayana, we have Zen Buddhism, we have Vajrayana Buddhism. We have many different names for Buddhism in many different places. And one of the things that really strikes me when you look at all of these traditions is that really they're just like the elephant. It's as though each of these schools has picked a piece of the elephant, in this case a piece of Buddhism, and has said this is Buddhism, and then they develop that piece to the extent that they blot out or forget about or deny the importance of the other pieces, as though an elephant were only its trunk or only its tail. I think this is one mistake that Buddhists make in this regard. The other mistake that we often make is one of, I guess the word you could use is bigotry, where we say, only my school does X, or my school focuses on Y, or this or that. And we make the claim that other schools don't concern themselves with this. And the funny thing is you can find just about every school of Buddhism saying the same thing about the same subject. You can find the various groups, and if you go around and talk, especially coming from one group and talking to people of another group, they will say, yeah, you can turn that off. They will say, oh yes, yes, I know your school, but in my school we focus on this. I know your school focuses on that. And it's quite interesting to hear these sorts of things, because they're rarely, if ever, true. And they most often have to do with things like